The port molar test fishery has proven to be fairly accurate at predicting run timing. The schools of fish represented by the catch at port molar take usually 6 to 9 days to swim from the test transect to the commercial fishing districts. But this year, the data did not always accurately represent which district the fish were swimming to.
So I tried to translate the catches at port molar into what was going to show up in the coming days inshore. And that proved to be difficult, as it always is. We still have a lot of work to do on making that particular utility accurate.
That's Dr. Scott Rayborn. He's a fisheries biologist for the Bristol Bay Science Research Institute and manages the port molar test fishery. Rayborn uses scale sampling to determine which district the fish caught in the test transect are heading to. He says this season the data did not quite accurately represent the record-sized run to the Nooshigak district.
The stock compositions of port molar indicated certain proportions, and then once they manifested inshore, we saw that Nooshigak wood was underrepresented and those other stocks were overrepresented. So if we can get a better handle on how many fish and which fish were missing offshore of the transect, I think we'll be a lot better off.
When the genetics of the port molar catch do not reflect the genetics of the larger run, it means the sample is inaccurate and fish from different stocks are swimming around the testing stations in a pattern too random for the study. Rayborn says the patterns with which fish move in and out of the transect can change at different points of the season and skew the data.
It's okay to miss fish off the end of the transect as long as we're consistently missing them throughout the season and we're missing the same proportion of each stock. But if that's fluctuating, then that's causing a lot of the noise in our ability to translate what we're seeing at port molar to inshore.
Rayborn says some years are more accurate than others, but the unprecedented run to the Nooshigak added to the challenge of this season's data collection. He says ideal testing would require an additional boat to run the tests across the entire opening to Bristol Bay, all the way from Port Molar to Cape Newenham. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.